Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Kicking it in the studio tonight, drinking my divine H2O. Some good water I get here in LA. I'm actually in LA right now, and if it's your first time tuning in, where have you been over the 11 years? I'm here like every Sunday night for you all. Tweet me at Max Tucci, hit me up on Instagram at Max Radio, and just been in LA to actors and actresses and gurus and Oprah Super Soul 100ers, and the list goes on and on and on. I think we're like over 1,000 people already. Like, yeah, hello, LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. So what's up, everyone? How's your night going? Here's what we're going to talk about tonight. There is so much going on. First of all, I got to plug tomorrow's show on The Polished Woman on LA Talk Radio, the web series where I won a Telly Award for Best Producer for Web Series, and we won a Web Series Award for The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunovich. We had a guest on, and her show's tomorrow, y'all, so you need to tune in to The Polished Woman at 1 p.m. on LA Talk Radio, because Tracy Dumblazer was on, and let me tell you, I was like, girl, you are coming on my show, because there is so much to talk about, from karmic relationships to today's spiritual climate to, like, so many other things, past lives, and we'll get into that too, relationships, managing daily anxiety, grief, like, the list goes on and on and on and on and on, because Tracy, okay, is Los Angeles-based spiritual empath, shaman, and national award-winning and best-selling author. And not only is she all of that, but she is like such beautiful energy. When she came in the studio, I was like, girl, you need to come into the show on Max and Friends. And Tracy's books are Demon Slayer's Handbook Series and Rainbow Warrior. Oh, I love a Rainbow Warrior activation deck. Y'all need to get that deck. Offer light in dark places. So anyhow, we're going to talk about that all here tonight on Max and Friends. But I definitely, tonight's going to be good, because we've got some great talking points to discuss. And if you're in the mood to just sit back, relax, and figure out past lives and today's spiritual climate and managing daily anxiety and grief and all of that, you are at the right place, because we're going to talk about it here tonight on Max and Friends. But before that, I want you all to just get into the mood, light your candles, get your sage burning, cleanse your house, do what you need to do, whatever it is that you do to clean your space, your energy of the week, because we're going to start a new week in a beautiful flow and in a beautiful energy. So prepare yourself for that tonight here on Max and Friends. We're going to play a song, and when we get back, we're going to get into it with Tracy Dunblazer. But here's what I want you to do during our song. Really, take this next couple of minutes to just get focused, get present, get in breath, get into just the flow of the show tonight, because it's going to be one of those Max and Friends motivating, really good shows. It's going to be a life class here on Max and Friends. So right now, we're going to play a beautiful song from Sharon Agati and the song Lead Me to the Water. And when we're back, we're going to talk to Tracy about all these wonderful things on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Teach me to learn. afraid to learn. I can dance, but I can't turn. Oh, tell me,
will you lead me to the water? Gotta hear my soul in the water. Will you lead me to the water? Gotta hear my soul.
Stops the dream of peace begins. Every little means is sold as an end, but tell me where does the meaning begin? Yesterday I heard somebody say the word spiritual. Take me closer to that man and what he understands. Does he know the conflict in my soul?
Gotta hear my soul.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the show. That was my bestie, Sharon Agati. Lead me to the water. Speaking of leading to the water, lead yourself right now and get some divine H2O. DivineH2O.com is the website. Love a divine H2O water from West Hollywood, California, 310-289-7800. It's one of my favorite waters. I'm drinking it now. And there you go. They don't pay me, but I love the water, so I'm going to let you all know about it. Because I love to share things that I love. And this next guest, I love, because when we were in the studio with Jessica, I'm like, oh my God, I have you on my show. Tomorrow, tune into The Polished Woman so you can actually see Tracy on the show and visually see what her and Jessica are going to talk about, because it's going to be a continuation of tonight's conversation. But tonight, we're getting into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in today's spiritual climate, otherworldly energies, and then, of course, telepathy, and then past lives, and three major cyclic upheavals. What's that all about? And what are they? And why are there so many upheavals right now, people and relationships? And if we get into all of it, then we're going to talk about it. If not, then we'll just know that for sure what we're going to talk about is what's going to be said. And we'll just leave it at that. So welcome to Max and Friends, Tracy Dunblazer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I am inspired already.
What a show, and we haven't even started yet. So welcome to the show. You know, it's your first time here, but not the first time that we're actually meeting, because I met you when we did Jess's show, The Polished Woman. But tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm a spiritual empath and shaman. I was born psychic and empathic. I have many lifetimes of shamanic experience, understanding the other dimensions of our multiple realities and how to work within them and how to communicate within them. And, I was born demonically challenged, which means I had a very strong connection to the demonic world and experienced a lot of spiritual attack as a very, very, very young child. Like, my first memory of that is around age 2. And, from that experience, I mean, it was a terrifying experience for me, even though spiritually I had a sense of understanding. As, you know, a human being in this life, I had no ability to communicate and no group of people to support me in those communications other than, you know, I went to church a lot. I did a lot of things, but I found that none of those places could effectively help me find my balance and rid myself of the torturous experiences that I was having. And so I have made it my mission to doing what I do, to talk about those things, to help people understand. There's a whole group of people that live in that world and have a deep understanding of it, and it's profoundly difficult. And then there's a whole other group of people who think those people are crazy. And my goal is to be the one in the middle to create a common ground for everybody to have some understanding,
right,
about the paradigm that some people live in.
And shifting the paradigm and believing in duality. There's duality out there.
Absolutely.
And there is a paradigm shift. So let's get into the hot topic. You know, I have this fun little hot topic segment intro, so I'm going to play it here, because the hot topic that I want to talk to you tonight about is today's spiritual climate. But hold on, we'll be right back, because here's my hot topics.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Tell me everything about today's spiritual climate, Tracy Dunblazer.
Oh, I would love to, Max Tucci. The bottom line on today's spiritual climate is people are losing their shit on every level. And,
why?
You know, of course they are. How could they not?
Yeah.
This is a very unique time where hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people even, are awakening to their other, more refined spiritual abilities. Mm-hmm. And when you open up to that, you open up to what I call the lowest common denominator of yourself, which, mm-hmm, is your go-to. If you are upset, confused, scared, what's the first behavior or the first thought that you have, right? That's your lowest common denominator. And so, mm-hmm, people are opening up and they're having all of these spiritual experiences, psychic and telepathic experiences. They are getting connected with otherworldly entities or attachments they don't even know about. Mm-hmm. And it's creating this whole other level of delusional experience. Mm. And when I say delusion, I'm a spiritualist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. And I don't care to even enter into those worlds, because I believe that those worlds exist because we have not found a way to educate people on how to create spiritual balance first. Mm. Mental illness is spiritual illness first.
Mm-hmm. So how do we balance
everybody,
it?
Everybody, go ahead.
How do we balance it?
Well, you got to do your own work.
That's right.
You don't want to do your neighbor's work or your friend's work.
Oh,
or
you
your
know,
man's work. Or
what
your
you
work.
Just did for our listeners tonight was tell them the truth, because we say that here all the time. You got to do your work. It's that simple. You know, and everyone wants it like the quick fix, easy way. I'm going to go see a psychic and everything's going to be perfect. No, you got to do your work.
You gotta do your work. And, you know, everybody's at different levels at any given time. So you can't, the whole point is to not judge other people and take their inventory. You know, if you judge them, you are opening up to some deeper insights about yourself. And if you know that, you can be at peace with them and do further your work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And the other misconception I think people have about spiritual work is it's not always fun, and it doesn't always feel good.
Yeah. But it'll get to a place where you feel good.
Right.
It does.
There's an enlightenment that happens when you grieve a process or grieve a loss or grieve a transition,
mm-hmm.
that after the fact, after the grieving is done, there's a lightness that happens and an opening that happens that allows you to see in a whole other level with a lightness that's not really describable before you do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of transition, let's get into grief, because that's something, one of your talking points that I know is important to you, grief. And then the question is it possible to feel grief for other things than an extreme loss or death?
Yes, yes, and yes. Grief is a process. When we grieve, and grieve is crying, screaming, wailing, experiencing sadness and emotion that moves through your body. And as it moves through the body, it literally changes your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It literally will erase neurons in the brain that are holding those painful memories and create a space where you can have more. You can have a clarity to create new thought processes and then ultimately new behaviors that create new dynamics in your life.
So grief disrupts the patterns in pathology. Is that accurate?
It is.
Okay.
That is absolutely accurate to say. One of the things that they've learned in the last 20 years in brain research is that our brains are plastic, which means they're able to change.
Mm.
And now we are recognizing that our DNA changes, right? I have everybody in my family has had cancer except for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been on a mission. Like, you know, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do some other stuff, but I'm not doing that. And I haven't thus far.
Talk about being the creator of your reality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, what's interesting with grief is like when you just said crying, it's interesting because I talk about this often. And when I see children who are crying and I see parents who are telling them or guardians or babysitters, or whatever, to stop crying, it makes me so sad that someone tells someone to stop crying, especially as a child, because then they bring that into their adulthood and then their emotions, energy and motion doesn't allow them to cry. And then what happens? They have that, they're holding on to all of that tightness. So how do we get people crying again?
Yes. Well, I think that we make it okay for people and we stop looking at it as weakness.
Exactly.
When you are crying, literally, it is shifting things in your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, and your spiritual body, all the bodies. And it creates this vortex where it allows for, we'll call it the God consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It creates a space and a channel for more of that to come in, more light to come into your fields.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do that, once after the crying is over, there's a balancing that takes place. And for some people, literally, it can cause what we call a healing crisis,
mm-hmm.
where all that new lighter frequency or faster frequencied energy moves out older frequencies. And so that causes some sort of physical response, like a fever or cold or flu symptoms or whatever, what have you. And once that's over, there's a whole new clarity that opens up, usually regarding the topic that you were crying about, the information that you were releasing to create space for new wisdom to come in.
Mm.
And you were asking, you know, is it possible for people to grieve about other things than death and loss?
Mm-hmm.
It is. We experience grief for everything. If we get a new car, if we achieve a goal that we've wanted for a long time, if we meet somebody who's a soulmate, you know, and whether or not they're coming or going, we grieve that process because we have to create space for the new energy to enter into our life.
So what is it exactly that we're grieving?
Well,
for everyone is different, but for an example.
Yeah. Well, for example, let's say you've wanted a Tesla. I know I've known quite a few people who want to.
I want a Karma, actually.
Right?
I want the Karma. That new Karma is gorgeous. I was just looking at it yesterday on eBay. So let's go with the Karma.
Yes.
I'll be the guinea pig.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So you want this car. You mm-hmm. can see it. You can feel it. You can smell it. It's a new mm-hmm. car smell. But you don't have the money yet. You know? And so you start saving. You start taking those steps, moving closer and closer to your goal. And once you get it, And you're signing that paper and they're handing you the keys, you have to let go of the guy who couldn't have it.
Mm.
And allow the guy that can have it to be in it and drive it off the lot.
Well, you know, that is so true for so many people. You know, and also what's so true about that statement is to shift that pattern, that pathology, that paradigm to believing that you are supposed to have it now because you have it.
Yes.
Exactly. So the grief is actually
being deserving.
Right. So the grief is letting go. Right? Would you say that? That grief is letting go.
You're letting go of one denser energy to mm-hmm. open up
for a higher vibration.
Faster frequency and energy.
Got you.
You're creating a space.
All right. Well, you know, I want to talk about space and grief and sex. So when do we go from grief? If let's say someone, a couple, and one person dies, and how long should one grieve for before they have sex?
Well, that is just an interesting question. Here's the thing: what a person does with his or her body mm-hmm. or their body mm-hmm. Is completely up to them.
Right.
Here's the thing: when people are grieving, mm-hmm. That is an emotional experience. It's in the second chakra, mm-hmm. which for everyone is our sexual organs. Mm-hmm. And it's the energy center that governs our sexual organs, because our relationship to emotion is also related to our sexual energy. So when we are grieving, oftentimes we will send out signals to people, or people will receive them mm-hmm. as a sexual mm. connotation rather than the grief that they're related to.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so oftentimes, somebody who's grieving, oftentimes they're I don't want to say susceptible, but they're vulnerable. They're vulnerable to misinterpreting a relationship or vice versa.
Wow.
So people oftentimes they have these amazing emotional connections with people. And then once they have sex, or once they finish their grief and they kind mm-hmm. of wake up to whoever the person is, maybe they weren't paying attention to that, but their emotionalism connected them to a need that the person was going to fill.
Tracy Dom Blazer, we're talking the truth here tonight on Max and Friends. I love it. No, because, you know, it's so interesting. Yeah, I see some certain memes on Instagram, and one of them I loved, which was, what do you use sex for? You know, and then we're working on a show with Jess, Grief, Sex After Grief. So, you mm-hmm. know, it's so interesting to talk about these topics, because people just don't know, because these are things you don't sit at the table and talk about. You don't gather your family and say, I've been grieving, but I want to have sex.
right?
And when's the right time to do it? Right here, right now, while you're listening to Max and Friends. But no, in all reality.
Right, exactly.
You know, when you're ready. But how long should is there a process of grief, and how long is it?
Every individual will grieve in their own way for as long as they need. Oftentimes the length of the relationship that they were in mm-hmm. will indicate a relationship to how long they'll grieve after the fact. You know, oftentimes people do pre-grief, like if they're in a relationship and you always know when you can feel your partner pulling away from you energetically.
Right.
Right. And then you're like, hey, what's going on? No, I'm fine. Nothing's wrong. We're good. Just quit bitching at me. Leave me alone.
Right.
You know, that when that thing starts, mm-hmm. it's usually because one person has pulled their energy back and the other person feels it. And so they're starting a pre-grieving situation where they find different ways to express their confusion and disappointment for the possible or probable loss.
Ooh, honey, we need to take a quick break. Hold on. Catch your breath, everyone, and figure that out. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. My guest, Tracy Dom Blazer. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci. right here on LA Talk Radio.
And my guest, Tracy Dunbar. So we were talking about grief and sex. There's so much to talk about in karmic relationships. Girl, this is you got to come back on the show. We still have time, but I already know you're going to have to come back on because there's so much to talk about. And, you know, here's the reality, I think, for grief. Obviously, you said, you know, everyone's process is different and everyone's time and length of grief is different. But is there a healthy time? I don't want to sound judgmental when I say healthy time. That's why I kind of like raise my voice to make it a question rather than a statement. Is there like a healthy grief period?
Well, a friend of mine recently, 3 years ago, lost her husband of 20 years. Mm-hmm. And by lost, he died. Mm-hmm. She didn't lose him. She knows where he is. He died. And that we reconnected about 6 months after he had died. She and I, we've been longtime friends. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, I'm going to sell my house. I've got to get out of here. And I'm like, don't do that. Give yourself at least a year to practice your mourning experience, creating a new life, readjusting to your perspective and perception of the man that has been with you for 20 years. Because, you know, on one level, you lose them in the physical world, but oftentimes you don't lose them in the spiritual world. You stay connected, but you have to change your relationship to karmic them and how you see them and the ways in which they can interact in your life.
Yeah. You know, because I always say it, for the soul, there's neither birth nor death, is eternal and everlasting. So once we grasp that knowledge, you know, but then what do we do?
Right. Well, you have to mourn. You mourn the loss. Mm-hmm. And I mean, in terms of relating and sexuality, you know, look, do what feels right to you, but just be really clear that when you're grieving, people are going to sometimes look better than they are.
Tell the truth. Smell better than they smell.
And that's okay. You know what I mean? As long as you're honest with yourself, therefore honest with them.
Right.
You know, because a lot of times that people, they fall in love quick and they have this, you know, masterful, profound experience that lasts 3 months.
Communication.
Or 6 months or whatever.
Would you say in relationships, what should come first? Communication or, well, I think communication in order to communicate boundaries.
Right? Yes.
So communication is a big thing in any relationship. And honesty. Like, listen, you could, people listening tonight, thank you for tuning into Max and Friends. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Follow me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. Tracy, how can people find you? What happens here before you answer that question is I get into conversation mode and I forget that I'm on the air. So I got to get back into radio mode. So how do people find you on all forms of social media?
My Instagram is at GoTracy, GoTraceE. Mm-hmm. And on Twitter, I'm at Tracy Dunblazy.
Okay.
My whole name minus the R. And Tracy Dunblazer Spiritual Empath for Facebook.
Perfect. So, you know, what I was going to...
And TracyDunblazer.com.
.com. So what I was going to tell people is this. .com. You know, be honest. If you're like, if someone died, if your lover died and you're like, listen, and you meet someone, you're like, look, my lover died. I'm open to this right now because right now this is what I want, and then go from there. And then I think if there's that clear honesty and clarity going into it, then, you know, you don't get hurt. Well, that, I don't know. That's just what I feel.
Well, I mean, everyone's going to get hurt.
Right.
But you just have to not expect not to get hurt.
Right.
Of course you're going to get
hurt. Or hurt somebody
else.
Gonna,
like when it never feels good. After somebody's had a big loss, they are hyper-vigilant for everybody else in their life to be extra safe and extra careful, and, you know, don't go outside with wet hair because you'll catch a cold. Like, I mean, every superstition that ever lived comes up to mind because you're trying to not lose again.
Right.
You know, and not go through that grievous experience. But oftentimes people grieve the most when there's what we call complicated grief. Mm. When there's a relationship that was unresolved in life, therefore it is unresolved in death.
So would that be a karmic relationship?
Yes. A karmic relationship, karma, is it's a Hindu word for, or it's part of the Hindu religion, and it is a reaction to a reaction, an action taken, but on a spiritual level. So it's not punishment and reward, right? You don't deserve something, or you're not getting a reward, you're not getting punished for something. It's that when you take an action, mm-hmm. the universe has a response to that. And at some point in your lives, you are going to have to live through both sides.
Mm. Well, it's the law of for every action, there's a reaction.
Yes.
But people put it into so many words and so many, you know, karma has become one of those words that has taken life on its own because of Western practitioners.
Yes.
Was that gentle enough?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I mean, it's true. But I think here's the thing. We don't really, duality, I guess, would be our form of talking about what that is.
Right.
But we don't, in our Western world, we have a very linear way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole concept, is that right now, in this moment, today is my past, present, and future.
That's right.
Right here.
And in this moment, this is the youngest we'll ever be.
Right. And my whole life, my whole focus has been working through my past life dynamics, my karmic dynamics that I came into this lifetime with. And I'm a firm believer. Of course, you don't want to get held up in the past, but the truth is you're going to be held up in the past every single day that you don't address it directly.
So how do you address it directly? For people who are listening who are like, fuck, man, I can't get past this, or I can't shake this off, and they're constantly searching for psychics and this one and that one and seeking for answers outside of themselves, what do you tell them?
Well, here's the thing. The answers, regardless if they are voiced by another person, it is an echo of our own spirit speaking to us.
Mm.
So just know that. Mm-hmm. You can seek as much as you want outside yourself, but there will come a day when you need to listen to yourself. Both are true, mm-hmm. and every day is different.
Yeah.
So
every moment.
The thing that I do, mm-hmm. is I call on it. I create an altar, mm-hmm. in my home, usually in my living room. And if there's something I want to focus on, like this dynamic of this, like, you know, my dynamic with money, or my dynamic with my relationships, right? If there's something I want to focus on, or maybe a dream that I had the other day, oh my God, I had the best dream.
Mm.
And about plaid. There was a bag, a big bag of like 10 different pairs of pants and different plaid colors. And I was like, oh my God, this is heaven. And then I was like, what the hell was that? Like that. Mm-hmm. I love plaid. So it was significant to me, but it was telling me something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the middle of writing this new book on karmic relationships. And I was like, oh, that's the representation of, that's my vibration. That's the pattern that I follow every time. It turns different colors and the lines are wide or thin, but it's always that same similar pattern.
Mm.
And I don't know, but it was a dream about plaid. So I got some plaid and I created an altar and I lit a candle and I got my favorite pair of plaid pants, put it on my altar and put a glass of water and said, okay, what is this? Talk to me. Make it clear to me what was communicated through this dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I called on it and it came, you know, and it came through somebody else's voice.
I got you.
I was talking to my editor about the book and he goes, well, knowing you, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, ha, you are right. Right. So oftentimes people see things about us that are matter of fact to them,
mm-hmm.
that we can't see because it's not matter of fact to us.
Mm.
Right. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you, whatever work that you need to do, whatever bothers you the most, you have to move through your fear. There's never a time.
What does fear mean to you?
Say that again.
What does fear mean to you?
Fear is an energetic obstacle,
mm-hmm.
and it can be a derivative of disappointment. It can be a derivative of anxiety. It can be a derivative of depression.
Mm-hmm.
Depression is repressed fear. Anxiety is generated fear. Right. So we have all these sub emotions that help us relate to what fear is. But fear is basically the thing that pushes us one way or another, ultimately to save our lives.
You know, my grandmother always used to tell me that fear is false evidence appearing real.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I do not wish to err on the side of diminishing how people experience fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because when somebody's really in the fear,
mm-hmm. it's real.
It is real. it's real, and you can't tell them it's not real because it's not helpful.
Right.
Right. So if you're feeling that anxiety or that fear, you just have to breathe through it and keep moving forward.
So how do we manage daily anxiety?
Then you're going to get to what your grandma was talking about.
Yeah, to that false evidence appearing real. But speaking of that fear and that anxiety, how do we manage daily anxieties? And is having anxiety every day normal?
Actually, it is. When you are in process, when you are, you know, the kids today, they're all using the tagline of raising your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, raising your vibration literally is doing your work.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are moving from a level of density to a higher, faster frequency, right, anxiety is the thing that actually prepares the physical body for that movement.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you manage it is you tell yourself that you're safe in mm-hmm. spite of it. If there's a message it needs to bring to you, you ask for it directly.
Mm-hmm.
You let your body know, hey, I don't need all this anxiety. I'm willing to hear what you have to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you practice breathing deeply, because one of the other things that people do or don't do is breathe deeply.
So what does that mean to breathe right deeply now, for those who don't know?
Taking a deep breath in through your nose, all the way down to your diaphragm. It's actually all the way, you feel it enter your lungs, and then you bring it all the way down to your gut, and your stomach extends. And then when you blow it out, you take that stomach muscle, and you press it in, and the air comes out.
Mm.
Right? And when you do that, it's, you know, just one breath can make you lightheaded.
Mm-hmm. Bringing oxygen.
right. Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So right now I'm a little breathy, because when I'm talking to you, I am so excited and I have so much adrenaline moving that I'm pacing mm-hmm. back and forth, and it's making me breathe more deeply than I would otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I call Max and Friends a spiritual workout.
Yes.
When we do shows like this,
indeed.
It becomes a spiritual workout, because I leave all sweaty and hot and like feeling amazing. So we're on the right path.
That's exactly.
So speaking of spiritual workouts and managing daily anxieties and breathing, what are some other ways to manage daily anxieties?
Become present to when you start feeling it
mm-hmm.
and what happened 5 minutes before. Or 5 minutes after.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety and depression are just two tools that we have to help us focus on different information.
Mm-hmm.
When we have anxiety, our energy is going faster and faster, and our systems are responding to it.
Mm.
We are becoming aware of the world around us. It's like a second set of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps us to embellish our awareness
mm-hmm.
Through clairaudience and clairvoyance, which is to see and to hear energy.
Mm-hmm.
So anxiety often comes before some new information is going to come.
Mm.
And sometimes you go through a period of transformation. We call it a quantum shift, right? Where you're doing a big shift. And what that means is literally, so when in your teenage years, you're 13, 14, 15, whatever, your pituitary gland goes through a quantum shift. And when it does, there's actually an energy of sacred geometry that opens up in your body and opens up your pituitary gland. And you begin to, your body begins to create hormones for your adulthood,
mm-hmm.
for your body to be able to procreate, mm-hmm. essentially. For women, it's all about procreation. So we can have one of those activations, we call it,
mm-hmm.
for the thyroid gland, for the thymus gland, for the hypothalamus gland, the heart, the islets of Langerhans, which are your the two glands in your pancreas, which direct your fight or flight response, which is where anxiety kind of originates in the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's that adrenaline that's created. So when you have a major shift coming up, it's gonna open up. And then you're going to have this anxiety and this really heightened awareness. And then all the thoughts and ideas that have been held in that, whether they're karmic, whether or not they're past, present, or future, mm-hmm. they begin to come to your mind. Mm-hmm. And you begin to be able to sort out what you still want, what you can keep, what you can take the wisdom from, and let the memory go, let the soul memory go. Mm. Right? And oftentimes we have matching pictures in our spiritual database that match, say, people that we may come across or meet. Mm-hmm. And we have like a spiritual PTSD because our body will go, hey, whatever that is, stay away from it. You know, but our self will tell us, give us some sort of indication about something that's in our atmosphere or in, mm-hmm. In our environment. Mm-hmm. Right. And then we have to take that information. It may or may not be true. Right. Because it might have been true in some other life, but it's not true today. Right. So that's when we go, OK, well, what does this mean for me? And what is its value to me today? Mm-hmm. Like asking the question and receiving the answer, whatever that answer is. And sometimes, you know, you people go through a period of time where they're more comfortable trusting somebody else's information over their own. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. You can always listen to yourself and get it confirmed outside of yourself.
Okay.
Right? I mean, ultimately, it's all going to come down to you trusting yourself. But you can invite other people into that, because mm-hmm. you're gonna know. I had one time, oh my goodness, a woman who I worked at this place where we did a lot of readings, and this woman would call and speak to the same psychic every single day. And one week where this lady wasn't there, they asked me to take the call, and she was saying, oh, you know, she was having an affair with a married man, and was he going to leave the wife? And I'm like, he's an alcoholic. I know, but is he going to leave his wife? And I'm like, here's the thing. What, the funniest thing is the cards were absolutely saying, yeah, he's going to leave his wife and he's going to be with you and blah, blah, blah. And I said, but hey, all of that may be true, but who cares? Because he's an alcoholic. I mean, just take a moment and think about it. There's a reason why you're not together today. And you need to consider that, what is right for you. Mm-hmm. Because it might, it's all fun and games till somebody gets an eye poked out, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, clearly she was not interested in really what I had to say, and I never spoke with her again. But,
people don't want to hear the truth.
but what was funny about it is that it literally, the cards reflected what she wanted to hear, but my spirit said, that's not what's happening. Mm-hmm. So I gave her the opportunity to hear something new, mm-hmm. and I planted a seed for her to, you know, work with, because if she was going to be with him, mm-hmm. with or without his wife, you know, she needed to understand why she was there, all the reasons that worked for her.
Okay. So there's so much to talk. About. Oh my God. All right. So here's what I'm going to like break into, because we're like, the illusion of time is before us. But what I want to talk about are the three major cyclic upheavals. What are they and why are there so many upheavals right now?
Okay. So I'm going to try to break this down. So everybody knows December, whatever it was, 26th, 2012. Was the end of a Mayan cycle.
Right.
It was a 25,000 year cycle. Mm-hmm. Well, we have several of those, and we just, that one we finished. And there are two more. They are the cycles of, it's a cycle of climate, mm-hmm. cycle of economics, and cycle of human conflict.
Okay.
And they are three major cycles that are ending simultaneously, I mean, theoretically, all within these couple of decades, which is why people are up in arms. There's this huge cataclysmic shift of energy that's making millions of people shift, sometimes overnight, mm-hmm. in their consciousness. Mm-hmm. And it makes other people hold on more deeply to their fear-based concepts and ideas. Okay. And that's what you're seeing today, is this huge divide between people who are inclusive and want to include everybody, and then people who are exclusive and who can't include anybody but them and their own.
Okay.
So, but there are three, are the economic systems are shifting. How we relate to one another is shifting. And then, of course, everybody knows climate change and the climate is shifting. The last time one of these happened, it turned into the Ice Age.
How fun.
Isn't that neat?
I love it because, you know, I just think that the Earth is trying to purge humanity sometimes.
Yeah, well, and do you blame her?
It is. It's like, come on, y'all. Y'all got to bounce. And then I'll be back. I'll still be here, but you all won't. And that's okay. Exactly. And that's okay. There is so much to talk about. Will you join me again on Max and Friends, Tracy?
Oh, of course I will.
All right. Now, do you have your deck with you there?
I do.
Can you pull a card for this week? And that's what I want our listeners to focus on.
Great. Okay. Hold one moment. Give me a number between 1 and 5.
5.
Okay. Here we go. Laying it out.
My guest tonight, everyone, is Tracy Dunblazer. For more information, you can find her at beaslayer.com, tracydunblazer.com. You can find her on Facebook at Tracy Dunblazer Spiritual Empath. And you can find her on Twitter at Tracy Dunblazy, on Insta at Go Tracy, GoTracee. What do the cards have to say, girl?
Okay, I'm gonna. So we got 5 cards. We got air, mastery, action, water, and galactic portal. And if I had to give you a, you know, 1 or 2 sentence reading about all of them, it really is talking about what you present out to the world is what's going to come back to you. And it's your time now to master your ability to put out to the world who you really are, who you accept in yourself, take action on it, move with the flow, and open up to things that you're not familiar with. Mm. Open up to what feels strange to you or uncomfortable to you. Mm. Don't put yourself in danger.
Right.
You know, but just open yourself up, even in concept,
right,
to something that doesn't make you feel comfortable. And then get comfortable. Learn something new about something that you have been reticent to do so, or something that you openly refused or have refused in your life. Right? Because essentially what this reading is saying is that is going to happen, and you can either go willingly, or you can do it easy, or you can do it hard.
Right. Go gently into that good night. Go gently into this good week.
Exactly.
Right. I love it. Tracy Dunblazer, I'm so glad that you're joining me here tonight on Max and Friends. And for all of you who are listening tonight, tune in tomorrow to The Polished Woman on LA Talk Radio at 1 p.m. It's a video web series, Telly Award-winning web series with host Jessica Bunovac, because Jessica will host a great show tomorrow about, we're talking about unavailable love and what does that all mean? And Tracy breaks that down beautifully. You'll join me again on Max and Friends, I hope, yeah?
Yes. Oh, I can't wait.
Cool. So I'm going to leave you all with this. It's from one of my favorite philosophers, Alan Watts, and it says, "The future is a concept. It doesn't exist. There is no such thing as tomorrow. There will never be, because time is always now. That's one of the things we discover when we stop talking to ourselves and stop thinking. We find there is only present, only an eternal now." So where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And for this week, what I want you all to do is just focus on you, focus on what you can give and how you can receive, and focus just on the beauty of the person you are, because we all are here to do one thing, and I believe that's love. Love one another and to take life to the max. Tracy Dunbar, you know, that last name Dunbar, you know what that's from? That goes back to Dances with Wolves.
It does.
Something's going on with you and Dances with Wolves, girl. I don't know who that just was that came out of me that told you need to focus on somebody named Dunbar. That was Kevin Costner's name in Dances with Wolves.
Really? I just recently watched that like 6 months ago, but I mean, it came out 20 years ago.
That was a good movie.
That is hilarious.
There you go, Dunblazer. Dunbar. So anyway, we done. Let's just leave it at that. We got to wrap this show up.
Good night,
so
everyone.
Grateful that you're here. Good night. I'm going to talk to you after the show. I'm going to give you a call, and we're going to have you back for sure. Okay?
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. So everyone, yes. I love you all for tuning in. Thank you for being part of tonight's show. Listen, I'm here because you all tune in. So keep tuning in, keep loving and supporting the show. Tweet me at Max Tucci, Instagram me at Max Tucci Radio. Love me as much as I love you. Until we speak again, good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.